USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill to discuss the situation in Syria. Now, before that, President Trump was holding a joint news conference with the Italian president at the White House. The president weighs in on Senator Lindsey Graham's claim that the U.S. should stay in northern Syria to protect the Kurds.
Now, Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary, like the Democrats.
The House did vote in a bipartisan manner to condemn President Trump's withdrawal of 28 troops from northern Syria. The United Auto Workers struck a tentative labor deal with General Motors, which is a critical step in ending the month-long strike that has cost General Motors over $1 billion. More than 30 factories in the United States are currently at a standstill. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Two of the latest police officer deaths in America were self-inflicted. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Another NYPD police officer has died by suicide. As the department says, the off-duty police sergeant was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Queens on Tuesday. It's the 10th NYPD suicide this year, twice as many as all of 2018, leading the police commissioner in the Big Apple to call it a mental health crisis. And the shooting death on Monday of a Montgomery County, Maryland police officer has been ruled a suicide by a medical examiner. 38-year-old Officer Thomas Bomba was found dead in a parking garage in Silver Spring right after he'd radioed for backup, claiming he was dealing with what he called disorderly subjects.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying concerns about his fundraising. Talking with reporters in Ohio, the vice president says his fundraising efforts are going fine. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As 2020 Democratic presidential candidates came together on the debate stage Tuesday night, the controversy over Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine did not figure prominently in the discussions. RNC spokesman Liz Harrington joins Fox News and says,
another reason why Democrats can't attack Joe Biden on Ukraine is they would be admitting what everyone knows, that President Trump is right. The Bidens are corrupt. They did have corrupt dealings in Ukraine and China. And if they admit that and they attack this swamp behavior where Hunter Biden was making $50,000 a month on a natural gas company where he had no experience just because his dad was running a point on Ukraine policy for the Obama administration, they would have to admit the fact that this impeachment is completely baseless.
ABC News has not issued an on-air correction after apparently mistaking footage of what appears to be a gun range in Kentucky as a combat video from Syria. At a press conference on Wednesday, President Trump addresses the ABC News scandal.
When you ask a question like that, it's very deceptive, John. It's almost as deceptive as you showing all of the bombings taking place in Syria, and it turned out that the bombing that you showed on television took place in Kentucky. So, you know, and I'm not even sure that ABC apologized for that, but certainly it was a terrible thing. I'm looking at this, I say, wow, that's pretty bad, and it was in Kentucky, it wasn't in Syria, so I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I think ABC owes an apology.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.